Hello, Rebel Nation. Ryan Green coming to you on day one in Ely, Nevada. This is the first of several podcasts that I will be doing, one each day, as a matter of fact, from up here in Ely while the Rebels are up here enjoying their annual training camp. And day one started off with a bang for the Rebels in the cooler temperatures. By the end of the evening practice, which wrapped up about 7:15, it was 74 degrees outside, which was a really nice change of pace for this team. Several players were sure to talk about that after action wrapped up, and let's just dive right into it. Some highlights from day one. One guy that stood out day one, freshman receiver Mark Bearfield. The practice wrapped up at the end of the day. In the team huddle, Bearfield was called to the front by Coach Mike Sanford, along with his quote-unquote big brother in the receiving corps. Each incoming guy has a big brother within their position. Him and Wolf went up, and it was in order to remove the red stripe from Mark Bearfield's helmet, which is applied to the helmet of every newcomer in the Rebels program. And, you know, when you really kind of take that step to become a member of the team, a real, you know, a true member of this program, the stripe is removed, and he was the first to have his removed here in Ely this year. Bearfield had a big day in the morning practice, which was full pads. He had one of the biggest highlights with a grab over Quentin Pointer in the end zone, when very reminiscent of Philip Payne last year when he emerged in Ely. And then in the night session, had another impressive touchdown against Will Chandler on a quick out route, and he was just very consistent through the drills. He ran tons of reps today. Philip Payne missed the night practice with some tendonitis in his knee. And Michael Johnson, who's been on the first team as a slot receiver, missed the evening practice with a little bit of a hip flexor issue. But Bearfield stepped up in their absence, carried the load, and boy, he of all the freshmen here, he appears to be making the most noise early on out of the gate. Mark Bearfield, definitely a name to remember. Some other highlights from the first day. You got to look at the secondary. Obviously, for everybody who watched UNLV football last year, you're going to remember the secondary was really the biggest issue with that defense almost all year, allowing big plays. And, you know, you can say some of it stemmed from the pass rush not being so strong, but really the secondary was thin. And Mike Sanford and his staff went out and got a lot of guys in this recruiting class to come in and compete for those spots. None of the starting spots are set. And, boy, you can already tell the competition there is going to be hotter than really anywhere else on the field. Sanford said after practice that between, you know, Travis Dixon, Chris Jones, Alex DiGiacomo, and Markel Martin, there's really four guys competing for two spots. Martin has a sprained ankle, which he's coming back from, but it doesn't appear to be anything serious. And then at the cornerback spots, you know, they're going to run as many as three or four corners, a lot of nickel and dime packages this year, and they've got six guys competing for those spots right now. DiGiacomo stood out at the safety spot. He had two picks today, one in the contact drill in the morning, and then one at night in a skeleton drill in the red zone. So that was, you know, we're going to be talking plenty, or I shouldn't say we, I'm going to be talking plenty about the secondary and what's going on there. That's going to be the place where you got to keep the closest eye on, especially here in Ely over the course of the next week. Some other notes from the first day, I don't know if you want to call it a big hit, but it came out that Marcus Sullivan, speedster from Cheyenne High, who was expected to really kind of play in a role this year, kind of like Michael Johnson did last year as a freshman, where they did a lot of speed sweeps out of that spread formation, a lot of short routes to kind of get him the ball in space and utilize that speed as much as possible. Sullivan really figured to be a key there. Mike Sanford was very high on him. They were waiting for his math proficiency exams from the state of Nevada to come back. It appears he is, we don't know what the exact situation is, but he is going to be gray shirting this year. So Marcus Sullivan will not be playing this season for the Rebels. That's, I don't know if you want to call it a huge hit because the guy was never really part of the team yet, but I think they had some expectations for him. In his place, freshman linebacker, 6'3", 225-pound Jordan Barrett out of Notre Dame in Sherman Oaks, California. That's a powerhouse program. He was a three-star linebacker on Rivals, a very highly touted guy. He was going to gray shirt this year. Now he's going to be put into the rotation, or at least into a competition for a spot he's going to be playing. We don't know if he'll redshirt or not. We don't know any of that, but he's expected to be here at camp by the end of the week in Ely, so that's pretty notable from the first day. You know, looking forward the rest of the week, the Rebels have one practice on Thursday, morning practice from 9:40 to 11:50 a.m., and then Friday they're going to go back to two-a-days, and Saturday, probably the biggest day here in Ely, that's going to be the scrimmage day, 10 o'clock to 11:45 a.m. out at Broadbent Park. That is open to the public if you feel like making the four-hour drive up from Vegas. Just a warning, while it is a very scenic drive, it is very barren. I know I had no cell phone reception from the second I hopped off I-15 until the moment I pulled into Ely. So maybe that's because AT&T has bad service out here. I don't know if another company does, but I'll just tell you, if you really want to see Rebel football, though, it might be worth the drive to get up here Saturday morning again, 10 a.m., to 11:45 a.m. is when they will be scrimmaging at Broadbent Park. You can get a great seat, get a great view of everything going on, and that's going to, again, be the biggest highlight of the day. Stay tuned here to LasVegasSun.com/Rebels to the Rebel Room. Kind of odd doing this by myself without Rob Mitch on my side, but just going to try to do it the best I can each day this week. Like I said, I'll be having a new podcast wrapping up each day up here in Ely through next Wednesday. Also, we're going to have plenty of coverage, daily notes, photos, and also a little series we're going to be putting together called The Burning Questions. We're going to take a look at six burning questions that UNLV is facing while they're up here in Ely, which is kind of the highlight week of fall camp. We're going to be taking a look at a different burning question each day beginning Friday morning. So be sure to log on to LasVegasSun.com/Rebels to check that out. So yeah, if you have anything that you want me to take a look at, address here in the Rebel Room, send me an email, ryan.green, G-R-E-E-N-E, at lasvegassun.com, and I will be sure to address it. Otherwise, hope you enjoy listening. Again, I'll try to make it not as awkward as possible doing this by myself. It's a little awkward, but hopefully I'll get a little more comfortable with it as the week goes on. I'm Ryan Green. This is the Rebel Room from Ely, Nevada. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.